This is GamerCast episode 363, PC, The Empire Strike Back. This is the show recorded on the 9th of December, 2013. I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week as always is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I have a voice now. But I might start coughing. And if I do, I apologise, because you'll probably be loud. If I do. But it's better than it would have been last week, which would be me whispering.
Yeah, so what's going down in Groovetown? Obviously, we have that mad daffy thing that nobody likes, where they announce some things.
VGXs?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've got it down as being like a thing of VGX that I'm going to talk about as well. But, yeah, they felt a bit different. They weren't as bad as I think they've been in previous years. They also had a stream that was almost free from adverts. So unlike, of course, Standard American Broadcasting, which is how I think America. I remember watching it in the past, like through some other stream, there'd be like adverts every 10 minutes or something like that.
Every 10 minutes?
That's probably a bit extreme.
Let me just shoot myself in the
every
face.
Every 20 minutes maybe, but there'd be tons of them, and I ended up falling asleep last year, I think it was, during the VGXs, or VGAs, they're now VGXs. But I kind of enjoyed it this year, mainly because I was fully awake.
What does the X stand for now?
I don't know. It made sense as VGAs, because it was Video Game Awards. But yeah, they had a weird host who was a bit unfunny a lot of the time. They had some weird GTA live thing going on, where they kept going to these, what felt like random people, with microphones, they didn't even know what to say. At one point, they were reading off a piece of paper. Another point, they had a teleprompter, but they couldn't see it. So it was a bit strange. And what was also strange is there was what feels like a slight lack of AAA announcements. Usually, of course, we get quite a few. I mean, Skyrim was announced through the VGAs previously, along with a lot of other things as well. So I'll just get on with the kind of announcements that happened. So one announcement I quite enjoyed, No Man's Sky was announced. This is the new game from Hello Games. They previously made Joe Danger, if you played it at all, which is a small kind of arcadey trials style. Well, you can liken it to trials, cause and effect style game. Although there's less of that really, but it's a nice little arcade racer with
stuff
interestingness to it. So like. Their favourite things that I enjoyed was their really hard stuff that they added in the most recent games. But yeah, it's a nice little race to play with friends. 2D on the side. Yeah, and they announced their new game, No Man's Sky, which is like a sci-fi exploration game, I suppose you could call it.
Yeah, it looks good.
So what they've got, which I suppose is quite nice for them, is they say their whole game is procedurally generated. You can explore a planet, then you can take off in your very Viper-like ship. Of course, that might not be the final ship designs, and maybe you can change your ships and design your own, I don't know. They've always quite liked having creativity, because you could create tracks in Joe Danger. So then you can take off in your ship, go into space, shoot some ships, explore some planets, and I mean they're pretty much saying that, you know, if you see a star over there, you could keep flying towards it and eventually get to it, and you know there might be other planets.
What, after hundreds of thousands of years? Yeah,
yeah.
So
I think they've got like,
wouldn't your character be dead?
I think they've got like jump kind of stuff going on. Well, if you notice in the trailer, it looks like some of the ships jump and then you jump. You also
right. I need to make my own game where there's no jumping, there's none of this business, but instead you go off to explore this place, but your descendants arrive.
Wouldn't it be cool though if you like jump, so go into a warp speed or whatever the hell you want to call
warp
it.
Warp speed.
And but you can't guarantee where you end up. Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
No.
Oh, I kind of like that. You'd be like, just, you know,
what if you end
go
up in
some
the,
area?
What if you end up in the middle of a planet?
I was going, well, okay. Yeah. I was going to say you could end up in the middle of a fight, and that would be quite interesting, but I don't know. I'm just
No, you just end up in the middle of solid rock.
Sorry, Paul.
And your atoms are merged with this rock, and you're there. No, I think it should be like, you should, you know, go out on your explorations, but it should be a complete 100% simulation with no added bits necessary for gameplay, like speeding things up.
Yeah, so one thing they haven't said is whether it's more simulation or action. It wasn't really detailed, but what they do want is... I'm sorry, Paul, what did you have to say?
And so, you know, it takes your typical ship maybe 40,000, you know, years to reach anywhere interesting, and it's your descendants. So what in that time, you're managing your little civilization on board this spaceship, researching technologies, dealing with political intrigues and all that sort of stuff. And, oh look, now I'm here on this planet with my population of how many people I could still fit on the ship, sorted. Without breaking any of this, and it'll just make an ultimate game with so many little things in it. Now, some people might say, wouldn't it just turn out shite like Spore? The answer is probably yes. But then the answer is probably yes for this game as well.
No, it could be okay. One thing they did show, they showed some form of shooting on the planet. The game's fully in first person, but they didn't really go into more detail of what else you can do in the game.
Can I just make a comment to the channel? Why would you have such massive plot bending or other gaping holes in your gameplay that, oh, we can't fix this problem, so let's just press a button and teleport you over here? You know, that's not gameplay.
Paul doesn't like fast travel.
That's what you do when your gameplay doesn't work.
So yeah, the game looks interesting. Mm-hmm. Not much has been shown, but it's their vision of science fiction. So Sean Murray, like one of the founders of Hello Games, mentioned how he, when he thinks of sci-fi, he thinks of authors and art.
Do you know what, like, I think of when I think of sci-fi?
Of sci-fi books and stuff like that. What?
I also like the Sci-Fi Channel with its new, totally shite name.
S-Y-F-Y.
S-Y, whatever the fuck
sci-fi.
Is.
Sci-Fi. S-Y-F-Y.
What a bunch of mad dafties. They're like, oh, our target audience is too small and we've alienated them all with our stupid crap. Let's rebrand it to make it seem more mainstream. And it's just
edgy. So yeah, no details on platforms or release dates, but they've announced the game. This was probably one of the biggest announcements of the show, which was quite nice because a lot of people were interested in it, and it's a very small studio making it. Yeah, I saw that on the App Store today.
Why is my dad sending me links to this?
I don't know.
Angry Grand Run.
The next up of announcements, so there were two from Telltale this year, which confirms what they're working on, I'd say, completely now, because they obviously can't be work.
It's really well reviewed. 185 reviews and 5 stars. Maybe it's actually really good.
They obviously don't have many other teams that they can have free for these, because they've already got Walking Dead going on, Series 2 of Walking Dead. And they're continuing with The Wolf Among Us. They announced they're doing a Game of Thrones Telltale game. It's going to be coming out in 2014. No other information was confirmed. So Telltale are working on a Game of Thrones game. They haven't given many details on it, but that's because they also can't give any details. They haven't said what characters they're working with. Not that I really know the characters from Game of Thrones anyway. But they're working in conjunction with HBO, similar to what they've done with Walking Dead in the past. They're teaming up with Gearbox to make Tales from the Borderlands. Is a Telltale game in the Borderlands universe. I suppose it's great if you want to delve back into that Gearbox stuff. And
nope, go away, Randy.
More story-based, of course, than the game itself. Well, the Borderlands series. Less shooty-shooty, more talky-talky. So they announced that. They couldn't really say a huge amount about that either. But they've said how it's kind of going to be quite different to what they've done before. Titanfall, they announced two new Titans. One of which is the Ogre, which is their heavy class. So he can beat people up with his fists and stuff. No, they did.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's really dumb.
Yeah, and they also announced another class at the end of the VGXs, which is the Strider, which is their scout. So it's a fast-moving, tiny mech.
Do you know what I hate?
Fast-moving mechs?
No, I think they're fine. In fact, I quite often pilot one. But the trouble is, Titanfall is EA.
No? Mm. Well, only the publisher.
Yeah, that's enough the root, EA.
They also said they're thinking of a beta, but they didn't really confirm anything. And they also said that there will be no Kinect integration for it at all.
What? So I can't say, yo, robot dude, walk over there, please.
Well, see, I could see that you could use Kinect to tell your Titan to fall. But, of course, you specify an area to where it comes down. But I think that could be a nice thing, because if you're in the heat of a game, you could just shout to tell it to come down. But I thought it was kind of rude when the Vince Zampella guy, who's the head of the Respawn, when he answered the question of if it's got Kinect support, he was just like, I don't know, kind of like, no, of course not. It was just like, so you couldn't think of anything that you could do in the game? Because you could surely call your mechs down. In my eyes.
Well, that's the trouble when you let a bunch of idiots try and make a computer game.
Like, I understand, because they're probably all like, ugh, Kinect, that's for stupid games. But you can easily have support for Kinect for other kind of means. I suppose Titanfall is the kind of game that's quite loud, so there'll be lots of shooting going on, so it'll be hard for Kinect to hear you. Next up, Broken Age news. Tim Schafer announced that they've got Elijah Wood playing the voice.
What waste of money?
So apparently, I didn't know this. Elijah Wood was a fan of the game, potentially a backer as well. So they, like, the internet kind of thinks that because he was so interested in it, that he might not have been charging most of the backers money.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, he should be doing it for free. And to be honest, they shouldn't even let him do it for free, because I'll just think, that's fucking Frodo, what's he doing in my game? And it would just ruin the game. It's like, get out
they
of my game.
They all seem quite friendly together. Like, you can watch a video we got on the website, and he takes Rice Krispie squares into the recording studio, and he's like, Rice Krispie treats. And of course, he's a professional actor, so he's done voice stuff before.
So have I.
Yeah, so have I.
The phone from Jurassic Park, thank you very much.
So yeah, they announced that. They also did a kind of live gameplay demo. The game looks gorgeous. Looks much better than a game I'm playing at the moment, which I feel really sad for. So yeah, I think it's kind of cool. They announced some voices earlier in the week as well. So like Jack Black's doing a voice because he's mates with them. And Will Wheaton as well.
Wheaton!
It was funny because I was reading the comments on Kickstarter and so many people were bitching saying no. Please don't have Will Wheaton doing a voice.
Shut up, Wesley.
And then Crystal Dynamics / Square Enix announced that they're doing a Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, otherwise known as the Tomb Raider PC Edition, where they have they're really releasing Tomb Raider for next gen current gen consoles now, which is Xbox One and PS4. For anyone who doesn't realize that they're now current gen, they're not next gen, because next gen would mean the next generation of consoles coming out. Isn't that right? Paul nodded. So yeah, the Definitive Edition has, well, apparently it runs natively at 1080p. It also has the Trezeffect stuff that the PC version had an exclusive kind of thing for, because of course previous generation of consoles couldn't handle fancy hair. So the Xbox One and PS4 versions will have that in it now as well. It's also an updated Lara model, so she's got a different looking face. Her body looks a little bit different. As well as that, you get the Tomb of the Lost Adventurer, 8 DLC multiplayer maps, 6 DLC multiplayer weapons, 4 DLC multiplayer characters, 6 outfits for Lara, the Dark Horse digital comic book called Tomb Raider: The Beginning, the Brady Games digital art book called Tomb Raider: The Art of Survival, and the Final Hours of Tomb Raider, which was a documentary series they did for the game. As well as that, there's Kinect support for Tomb Raider, including Kinect support for like voice stuff for for changing weapons, attachments, and navigating the menus. And then you've got the ability to rotate and inspect relics with hand gestures, as well as leaning in the world, I believe. Whether that's when you're in cover or just in general, it just says for viewpoints. And then the PlayStation 4 version has the controller lighting up in red and orange when using the torch, and quickly flashes when you're shooting. It also allows you to stream it on the Vita. But yeah, it's multiplayer, and apparently it looks a lot different, but I don't think it looks that different watching the trailers. I don't remember Tomb Raider looking that bad. I don't think... Well, it's only for Xbox One and PS4, though. So if you want this version, you'll have to have a new console. So yeah, that's coming out the 31st of January in Europe, and like the 28th of January, I think, in America. And you can get a pre-order bonus with an art book. Potentially in America, or maybe outside of America. Next up, they announced some... Well, Nintendo did one announcement. Everyone was kind of hoping it'd be something like Metroid. But instead, it was actually Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. And it wasn't, like, of course, a new announcement, because the game had already been announced and was coming out earlier this year and then got delayed until next year. But they announced that Cranky Kong is in the game and is playable. So Cranky Kong's like the granddad Kong of the Kong family, who are all the monkeys. And he, not being mean to Nintendo, is a little bit of a rip of Scrooge McDuck, for anyone who's played DuckTales. So Scrooge's biggest kind of move in the game, for DuckTales, is that he's got his cane and he can bounce on his cane, and you can bounce on your cane along like spikes and stuff like that and just use it as a maneuver. And Cranky Kong can do the same with his cane and jump on it like a pogo stick and jump across spikes. And I mean, you can do one thing, which of course is the cooperative style stuff, so you can have Donkey or whatever the other player's playing as jump on your back and you can pogo about and you can both be on there. But yeah, it seemed a bit strange that it's so close to Scrooge McDuck, who of course, you know, well, DuckTales came out on the NES and the Game Boy, so just found a little bit of a weird choice for Nintendo there. And then other general VGX and stuff, they showed a kind of trailer for, what, a tech-focused trailer for The Division, just showing off their Snowdrop engine. They showed a little bit of gameplay for Quantum Break. I was going to say Quantic Dream there. Quantum Break, which is the new Remedy game, which is a third-person action game with shooting and cover and stuff like that, and then time-bending attributes. They didn't really show a huge amount, but I'm sure we'll get to see some more soon. And hopefully it won't turn into Alan Wake and be released, like, many, many years after the console launches. Hopefully they will actually release it at some point soon. There was a Witcher 3 trailer as well, which showed some more gameplay. That's kind of it. Otherwise, they showed a few other things, like Dying Light. We've already seen that a bit. And then they showed a few awards, but not a huge amount. Not many at all. I think they did a lot of the awards before, or they just posted them on the internet or something. So yeah, that was the VGXs this year. It was okay. And then I've just got a few other things to go through. So Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. Yogscast, who are a YouTube channel and kind of gaming community, are running their annual charity drive for December, which this year they've teamed up with Sega, and they've put one of their staff, Simon Lane, aka Honeydew, in All-Stars Racing as a DLC character that you can purchase. They cost £3, and 100% of all the proceeds are donated to Special Effect, which is a charity. So if you want to give some money to charity and play as a weird man in Sonic. Next up, some Elder Scrolls kind of figure announcements. So Gaming Heads, who made a series of Team Fortress figures, they did a Gordon Freeman, they've done some Pip-Boy bobbleheads recently for Fallout 3. They're now making a series of Elder Scrolls Shrine figures. Their first one is Talos. I think I know Talos is more of a thing. Talos was a Greek thingamajig. But yeah, so you can get a figure of Talos, which is 14 inches tall. So you can get a 14-inch figure of him, which costs, I think it was £180. Or you can get a special one for £200. When I say quid, actually, I mean dollars. It's all in dollars. So it's a big figure of this guy, as you can see there, Paul. I don't know if anyone would...
Right, I'm back because there's a lot of nonsense being said about flipping Elder Scrolls. Talos isn't the human god that they worship. Talos was Tiber Septim, divine in the heavens.
Was he?
Yeah, Talos is Tiber Septim.
So he's related to the other Septim...
Yeah, Tiber Septim was the first emperor that conquered Tamriel.
Okay. Why is there...
Which is why he's worshipped as a god.
Did he kill some kind of giant snake or something?
Well, he probably killed hundreds of people.
Well, the figure of him, he's killing... Unless it's a dragon. I can't really tell if it's a dragon or a snake.
It looks more like a snake.
He's wearing sandals, though. I don't think they really protect your feet. So yeah, the figure stands over a foot tall. It's 14 inches.
So what, it's not even life size?
No.
What's the point?
It'd be a bit expensive to post, don't you think?
That's no excuse.
It'd be, there'd be like a big van, and then they'd offload this thing on like a little trolley thing, and it'd be made of stone. However, this is made of high quality poly stone. Wow, this is great. High quality poly stone. with hand finished sculpting details, and is entirely hand painted. The regular edition, which is the 180 quid. See, that's the Talos I know. That one. The Greek one. He's one of the automatons. Talos. Giant bronze man made by, what's his face? Helios?
Sherlock Holmes?
Sherlock Holmes. You must have seen that when you were growing up. It's one of the Sinbad films, isn't it? That's what all those pictures are from, mainly, anyway. Oh, except for that. I don't know what that... Oh, Dark Age of Camelot. So yeah, the regular edition, which is the 180 quid one, I believe it was, 170.
Just because I'm like pure 50 years old, don't mean I've seen clipping Jason and the Argonauts. Thank you very much.
Hey, I watched all Sinbad stuff and things like that growing up. Is it Jason and the Argonauts? Is that what it's in? Talos. I just know Talos. Yes, as I was saying, there the 180.
He was also Dragonborn.
Dragonborn. Oh, this player's Dragonborn. Dragonborn. Poor loves Dragonborn.
It's a stupid word.
Yep. So yeah, the cheaper version, there's 750 units available. You can pre-order it on the Gaming Heads website. Or you can get the exclusive edition, which is only having 350 made, which can also be pre-ordered on the website. You can go on there now and pre-order it, gamingheads.com. It's quite a cool-looking figure. They know their stuff. I quite like the bobbleheads they're doing for Fallout. They've done like a... head crab zombie and stuff like that. They do some really nice figure work. They're just very expensive, which is the kind of main downside of them. I mean, that's $200 for a figure there. It's 14 inches, but it's $200. So it's quite pricey. Next up, The Raven Legacy of a Master Thief is available now on Xbox Live Arcade for Xbox 360. that's all three episodes. They're available at £7.99 each. So if you were waiting for The Raven to come out on Xbox Live, they're there now, and you can download them. They will also be released on the PSN, but that's not until the first quarter of next year. Hey, that's the figure. That's where they got the picture from, isn't it? So what did he kill? What's the snake? There must be some lore behind it. Have you not read the book? Don't you have read the book?
That's the other statue of Tiber Septim. The one in Oblivion.
I was going to say, it looks more like Oblivion.
Where he looks much more...
normal?
Sensible.
Next up, Broken Sword 5 news. I thought I would say that Broken Sword 5 is now out. It's available for $18.99 for both episodes. There's two episodes coming out. The first one's out now, and the second episode's available next year. But if you were a backer on Kickstarter, you can pick it up for free now via Steam. And to get it, you go on the Revolution website and log in. And I think it's rewards. You go on there and you can generate a code for Steam or somewhere else. GOG. And there'll be a Vita version available shortly. And iOS and Android formats following later on in the year, so you can get it for PC, Mac, and Steam at the moment. Next up, the first campaign expansion for Rome 2, as Total War Rome 2, is coming out soon on December 12th, and is called Caesar in Gaul. You say, is it Gaul?
Gaul.
Yeah, Gaul. It brings Caesar's Gallic War to life in thrilling detail.
Yeah, maybe it'll fix it so the multiplayer campaign's more reliable after it's become much less reliable lately.
You can choose from four playable factions, which include the Gallic Arverni, the Germanic Subi, the Belgic, the Nervi, and... that's three. Oh, Rome, of course. There's Rome. It'll be available from December 12th.
In other news, Final Fantasy VIII came out 10 years ago, or maybe even 15 years ago. So why isn't that in the news?
So, now on PC. Via Steam. You can pick it up on Steam for a tenner.
Nah.
Apparently the music isn't very good quality compared to the original soundtrack.
I guess the original soundtrack was just CD audio.
But they have included the Chocobo minigame that you would get on the PlayStation thingy. I can't think what it's called. I've got one.
Has that all changed?
It's updated, yeah. I can't think of what it's called.
PlayStation Doodad.
Little thing with the screen.
PlayStation Portable? PlayStation VR?
No, PlayStation 1? It was a little thing that only came out
PlayStation
in,
2.
In Japan. Might come
Vita
out in America.
TV?
No, it was a tiny little Pocket Station. There you go. Pocket Station game. Not many games supported the Pocket Station. There's a Toro game. That's how I got mine. Toro is Sony Cat, if anyone didn't know who Toro is. I should now have one in here, and I just put him in front of my face, but I wasn't that prepared. It's got the Pocket Station support, and it's only a tenner, so if you've never played Final Fantasy VIII before, you totally should, because it's the best Final Fantasy game, in my opinion, because I loved it, and it's kind of fantasy, but futuristic sci-fi as well, at least in my eyes, and you know, go to space and whatnot. I highly recommend it. So you pick up a tenner. It's got a great soundtrack as well, even though the audio may be a bit iffy on the PC version. Project Spark, the closed beta, has officially started now on Windows 8.1. If you're thinking of playing it on Xbox One, however, the beta won't be until next year. But if you sign up for the beta, you can get an email at any time inviting you in. It's closed, so you can't just join it whenever you want willingly, but presumably they're doing it in waves. Hopefully I'll get an invite soon so I can ever play around with it. But otherwise it started and people are creating stuff. And then finally, Murder Files. For anyone who doesn't know what Murder Files is, you might recognise the name Blue Toad Murder Files. You can pick it up now on PC for free until the end of the year, because Relentless Games, who are the developers that made it, are doing a kind of pay what you want scheme on a website called getmurderfiles.com, and you can pay whatever you want, and 20% of the profits go to Games Aid, which is the charity, and the rest goes to the developers. You can choose to give them no money, or you can choose to give them money. If you give them no money and you enjoy the game, you can always decide to go back and give them some money. But I thought I'd give it a shout out. It came out originally on like PSN, and I really quite enjoyed it because it's a nice little kind of detective puzzly game with logic stuff in there as well, and you try and decipher who the murderer is. That's it for the news of this week.
New releases this week. Right, noobs, I'm going to handle the releases this week because Catherine can't talk, so get lost. Right, So first up, Peggle 2, that's already come out today. This is on Get Lost. That's on Xbox One. It's 10 squid, for those that don't already know. And we're downloading it right now.
Yep. Oh, I imagine it'll be downloaded by the time we get downstairs.
Nah.
1,000 G's, as it is a
1,000 G for Peggle.
One arcade game.
Yeah, so it's like Peggle. If you've not played Peggle,
They changed the characters look a little bit.
The horse looks more like a retard.
Bjorn the horse.
Don't run full screen. Don't run full screen. Don't run full screen. Don't run.
I bet
full
it
screen.
Does. Oh.
Do you know what? I hate games that run full screen. It even locks the cursor as well. How annoying is that?
I liked it that Broken Sword didn't lock the cursor when it goes full screen. I like it when games don't lock it, but of course most games do lock it. There's G-Man!
Oh yeah, this is the extreme version.
I don't think I've got this version. Presumably most... Oh, I haven't... Yeah, I haven't seen this. I don't have...
Yeah, this is like the funky version.
The Half-Life version.
The funky version. Alright, so yeah, I'll just have this running in the background.
Yeah, so I mean, if you haven't played Peggle, maybe sort of out,
maybe
I suppose.
Maybe you should.
It's available on like every platform. You can get it on XBLA, Steam, PSN, iOS, Android, Windows. Can you still get it on Windows Phone? I can't remember if you can or not. I remember playing it on Windows Phone once. And it's, you know, lucky hit. For anyone who played Shenmue. Or at least that style of game. There's pegs. You hit the pegs with the ball. And then if you're lucky and your ball bounces in the little moving thing at the bottom, you get a free ball. Oh, I just missed it. Your aim, of course, is to clear all the orange pins. Once the orange pins are complete, then the game can finish, right? You don't have to do the blue ones, do you?
No.
Yeah. They're completely optional. So you kind of aim for things, and you get special abilities for the people. But you pick those up in the levels, don't you? And you get bonus points. I just remember that I went to like a little LAN thing at uni, and it was like a Team Fortress tournament, but then whenever people weren't playing Team Fortress, they were just playing Peggle. Ah, there you go. Good. And that's what first introduced me to Peggle, actually, at that tournament, because I'd never played it before. And then that happens, and then when you finish, you get a score thing come up at the bottom, and you hope that your ball goes in the middle one, so you get the best score.
Nope.
Yep. So that's Peggle, and you just keep playing levels, really.
See, it's Half-Life.
It is, isn't it? So yeah, Peggle 2's out. This is an Xbox One timed exclusive, so it will be available on other platforms later, however not just yet. They haven't announced any kind of dates for other platforms at all. So someone moaning on Twitter yesterday, I think it was, when I was seeing what the price was for this, saying how, oh, when is it coming out on iOS, I think they said. But yeah, so this is out now. You can pick it up today, unlike the other releases, which come out on Friday. You can pick this up today, as Paul said, for 10 quid.
I haven't lost a single ball yet. I'm kicking ass. I lose one now, though.
No, you didn't.
Well, maybe not. Mad skills.
Oh. And then we've got Wii Fit U coming out. This got delayed, I believe. So as well, I think this is the digital version as well as potentially the retail version. So this is Wii Fit for the Wii U. And then we've got another Wii U game coming out, which is Adventure Time Explore the Dungeon, because I don't know. I think that's the title.
That's already come out.
Not on Wii U. It's come out on every other platform. However, yeah, because I don't know. The Wii U version got slightly delayed and didn't come out when the other platforms came out, like 360 and stuff like that. I think they came out 2 weeks ago now. But it's out now on Wii U. if you would like to pick that up. And that's all the games coming out this week. Practically. And that was Peggle. With Headcrabs.
Yes, Peggle, 10 quid, buy it. I have. And now it's mine.
Ours.
Sorry, whose account bought it? Mine. Therefore it's mine.
Ours.
I'm playing Power Star Golf next anyway. Yeah, so that's it for the show. Catherine will have to show up at some point this week when she edits out all the coughing. And maybe next week it'll be quicker because there'll be less coughing.
Hopefully.
Anyway, I need to get on FIFA. Because I found out some people have made a team named after me. And I have to join it as a star player. Yeah. So that's actually what I'm going to do right now.
That sounds like so much fun.
It is. FIFA. I'm pro skills at FIFA.
So much fun.
Obviously, I would never buy it.
It was funny watching Paul play it the other day because I didn't know if he was just playing it up or just actually getting kind of pissed off with the game.
No, I was getting pissed off at it.
He was swearing at it. But he also wanted to swear at it to try and get like a red card off. Or whatever.
Yeah, but it didn't happen. Even though I was like swearing.
Yeah, you were swearing quite loudly.
I was swearing more than I've ever sworn on GamerCast.
Paul also got really close to the screen at one point. He was literally this far away from it. I can't really show that. Like, that far. He'd move the chair right up to the TV and was just playing it.
Well, I have to get good at FIFA since I'm everyone's star player.
Yeah, with all your practicing and stuff like that.
Yeah. And plus I found out there's an achievement to score outside the penalty box and it's 50G, which is probably worth doing.
So now you're going to spend your time trying to get that?
No, you're going to spend your time getting me it.
FIFA. You can play FIFA. I ain't playing it.
Nibble, I'm playing Peggle. Oh, if only you could snap Peggle and FIFA.
But you couldn't play the two games at once.
Two controllers.
Oh, okay.
I'm on one side, you're on the other side.
Oh, okay. All on your account to get UG. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Right, anyway, that's it. We'll be back next week. Yeah, until then, see everyone later.
Bye.
And thanks to all the people who turned up late.